The Unknown Quantity by O. Henry. The poet Longfellow, or was it Confucius, the inventor of wisdom, remarked, "Life is real, life is earnest, and things are not what they seem." As mathematics are, or is, thanks, old subscriber, the only just rule by which questions of life can be measured, let us by all means adjust our theme to the straight edge and the balanced column of the great goddess 2 and 2 makes 4. Figures, unassailable sums in addition, shall be set over against whatever opposing element there may be. A mathematician, after scanning the above 2 lines of poetry, would say, "Young gentlemen, if we assume that X plus, that is, that life is real, then things, all of which life includes, are real. Anything that is real is what it seems. Then, if we consider the proposition that things are not what they seem, why..." But this is heresy, and not poesy. We woo the sweet nymph algebra. We would conduct you into the presence of the elusive, seductive, pursued, satisfying, mysterious X. Not long before the beginning of the century, Septimus Kinsolving, an old New Yorker, invented an idea. He originated the discovery that bread is made from flour and not from wheat futures. Perceiving that the flour crop was short and that the stock exchange was having no perceptible effect on the growing wheat, Mr. Kinsolving cornered the flour market. The result was that when you or my landlady, before the war she never had to turn her hand to anything, Southerners accommodated, bought a 5-cent loaf of bread, you laid down an additional 2 cents, which went to Mr. Kinsolving as a testimonial to his perspicacity. A second result was that Mr. Kinsolving quit the game with $2 million rake-off. Mr. Kinsolving's son Dan was at college when the mathematical experiment in breadstuffs was made. Dan came home during vacation and found the old gentleman in a red dressing gown reading Little Dorrit on the porch of his estimable red brick mansion in Washington Square. He had retired from business with enough extra 2-cent pieces from bread buyers to reach, if laid side by side, 15 times around the earth and lap as far as the public debt of Paraguay. Dan shook hands with his father and hurried over to Greenwich Village to see his old high school friend Kenwitz. Dan had always admired Kenwitz. Kenwitz was pale, curly-haired, in
sample complete. Ready to continue?